Governor Phil Scott and legislative leaders agreed on a plan yesterday afternoon to use $6 million in state funding to ensure Vermonters can still access federal nutrition benefits for the next 15 days. Roughly 63,000 Vermonters depend on those benefits each month. Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel spoke about the developing story with host Mary Engish.
Can you start off by telling us why this action was necessary by Governor Phil Scott and legislative leaders? Like, what precipitated this crisis?
Sure, Mary. Because the government shutdown was going on, money for the SNAP program runs out this Saturday, November 1st. And this means that essential benefits would not be available until the shutdown is over. Now, there is a federal emergency fund to continue operating the program, but the Trump administration won't release that money. And I think state leaders felt that the thousands of Vermonters who rely on this program had to be protected because this is a critical and a very basic issue. We're talking about food. So that's why a state plan was developed today to keep the benefits available for the next 15 days.
And when will these funds be available to SNAP recipients?
Well, Mary, it's going to take the state up to a week to set up a system to be able to put this money into federal accounts of the recipients. And that's important so they can still use their electronic cards. So in the meantime, the plan is to appropriate $250,000 to the Vermont Food Bank so it can distribute additional money to local food shelves to meet the increased demand during this initial time period.
Yeah, in addition to today's state plan, are there other efforts to restore funding for the SNAP program?
There are, Mary, there too. The most immediate is a lawsuit filed by Vermont and 24 other states asking for a temporary injunction to require the Trump administration to make those SNAP emergency funds available. The states are asking a federal judge for a decision by Friday. And this could have a direct impact on the state plan to backfill this money, because the state money might not be needed if the injunction is granted. And there's also a bipartisan bill sponsored by 11 Republican senators and Democrat Peter Welch of Vermont to fund the SNAP program during the rest of the shutdown. But Republican leaders say they won't bring the SNAP bill up for a vote unless President Trump supports it. And so far, that hasn't happened.
Bob, what happens if the shutdown continues for a few more weeks?
Well, the special panel has scheduled a meeting for November 13th to see if any additional state action is needed. Is the shutdown still going on at this time? Now, while there seems to be support for using state funds for this program, I think there's also a recognition that the state is somewhat limited in what it can do if the shutdown exceeds for a long period of time. And that's partly because the state does not expect to be reimbursed for the money that it spends on SNAP benefits.
And one last question, that another program that could be affected by this shutdown is LIHEAP. That's the one that provides fuel assistance for low-income Vermonters. Can you tell us a little bit more about that one?
Sure, Mary. There's good news here. The plan announced today is for the state to send out the initial payments for this program in the middle of November at a cost of roughly $15 million. And in this case, the Scott administration does expect to be reimbursed by the federal government for these expenses whenever the shutdown is over. So that's good news for the thousands of Vermonters who rely on this program.